Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. You probably have heard or read about fetal remains being found in funeral homes in Michigan. Some interments and cremations had already been billed and paid by Medicaid, yet the bodies were stored in closets or worse. It's up to the state's licensing and regulatory affairs to inspect funeral homes. Julia Dale is the director of the Corporation Security and Commercial Licensing Bureau within that agency. Welcome.
Thank you, Lester.
How do you go about keeping tabs on the funeral homes across the state?
That's a great question. We work from our licensing records, so not only are we charged with the inspection of these funeral homes within my bureau, but we're also responsible for the licensing and the renewal. There are 751 active licensed funeral establishments within the state, and we keep track of them using those active license records, also looking at the licensed managers for each of those establishments. That's how we, you know, monitor their activity. That's how we make our decisions based upon what inspections we're going to do using that information.
So there are 751 funeral homes. They're supposed to be inspected every 3 years. How many inspectors do you have?
Well, let me just clarify that there is no statutory requirement for annual funeral home inspections.
No, every 3 years, I thought.
No, that is actually a policy decision that I had made indicating that, you know, we know that we need to be out there doing regular inspections. So that's what we are looking to do, but it's not a statutory requirement.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so we have staff that would consist of an inspections manager who also does inspections and then three inspectors.
Are they able to get around to those 751 in every 3 years?
Sure are. So on a routine inspection where, you know, we're going in and we're checking for things like appropriate ventilation, necessary permits, licenses displayed, our inspectors can actually do 2 to 3 of those depending on proximity and location in a given day for a routine inspection that's really without incident.
Have there been more inspectors in the past when perhaps your requirements weren't as stringent?
Inspectors, and I will say the program recently moved back to the Bureau here, so I don't know that I could speak to the number of inspectors that were dedicated to the program prior to that. I came in around 2016, and so I can share with you what we have been doing since that time, but I couldn't speak to exact numbers for inspectors dedicated prior to that.
I understand. These violations that we've been reading about and hearing about seem horrific to many of us. What does it take before your agency yanks the license of a funeral home or of a mortician?
Sure, that's a great question. And I will tell you that to us, these violations are also quite horrific. So when we become aware of these type of violations, when we walk into a place, for instance, like the Perry Funeral Home or the Cantrell Funeral Home or Swanson, we don't wait to shut them down or to take action. If we go in and notice that conditions are such that they should not be allowed to operate, and Perry's a great example. You know, we were on site and we served that order and that suspension that same day.
Have other funeral homes in Michigan been found failing in honoring the people or infants that they were charged with interring or cremating?
So right now we have ongoing investigations, and I cannot speak to those because, again, we're in that investigative process. But I can tell you that we are looking into all allegations, and we are going to hold them to the highest standards.
I guess people are wondering, you know, hey, is this happening in my own hometown? Is this happening in, you know, the funeral home we've trusted for decades? And I suppose everybody's just a little suspicious right now because of some of these bad actors.
Certainly. I think most people, you know, read the news or they hear about these stories, and it does cause a lot of doubt and uncertainty. And I can tell you that, you know, just looking at the numbers of the funeral homes that we've inspected, the vast majority of funeral homes do not have the types of issues that we've seen more recently.
Are there exceptions to the rule besides the ones we've seen recently in the news that we should know about but haven't, just simply because the news media hasn't picked up on it?
No, I think again, there's not been a large number. This is not something we see regularly with our inspections. Again, the vast majority of the funeral home establishments are operating within the law, are handling business the way they should be.
So let's talk about the two Detroit funeral homes, Cantrell and Perry, are they going to be able to get their license back?
We are still in the midst of our investigation there, so I could not speak to that.
Is it possible when somebody loses their license, is that a suspension or is that a revocation or can it be restored?
Those are all options currently with regard to both the Cantrell and Perry funeral homes. What you saw there were suspensions.
You've been at this job since 2016. Were you surprised at these findings, that these funeral homes we've seen lately in the news popped up kind of one right after another?
I think that, yes, I was surprised with it, but I don't think I'm the only one. I don't think the fact that I am newer in this position over the last couple of years, you know, is the cause for the surprise. I think what's the cause for the surprise, just like the public reading the stories, is just how horrific some of the, you know, some of the details are. You know, I think the average person is offended by, you know, what we're reading about.
Julia Dale is the director of the Corporation Securities and Commercials Licensing Bureau within the Michigan Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs, or LARA. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Lester.